Welcome to the Relationship as Medicine podcast. I'm your host, Shelby Lee. Outdoor adventure enthusiast, dog mom to Luna, world traveler, longtime meditator, espresso lover, and a trained somatic psychotherapist, trauma specialist, and certified coach. Talking about trauma doesn't have to be so daunting. From a connected place, we can navigate anything together. Looking forward to exploring with you today. Here we go. Hey everyone, this is Shelby, just dropping in here to give you a little intro to these next three episodes. They are taking a different direction and incredibly special. I wanted to offer some space on this podcast to the actual practice of coaching. We talk a lot about what it's like to hold space in a trauma-informed way and to really be with our clients, no matter what we're tending to. My hope is that these three episodes give you a bit of a sense of that and how I do that. The disclaimer is that I'm different with every client and every moment because when we meet the present moment as it is, we respond differently with multiple and various types of interventions. And the ways that we can respond truly are infinite. My hope is that this gives you the essence of how I meet my clients, whether we are working through and tending to business topics and professional topics like clients or personal. This series bridges both professional and personal. And it's with Tamsin Cremins, who y'all have met before on the podcast. Tamsin was really generous with her time and willing to experiment with this with me. I've never done anything like this before. And it felt vulnerable on both sides. It's so intimate being in these healing spaces where we're really connected, and we jumped in and we had fun with it. We follow one main topic through all three sessions, and I look forward to hearing how they land with you. My hope is that you'll get a sense both from a practitioner side and that it may impact you personally in how you are meeting some of these concepts and themes in your own life and business. With that all being said, I want to say Tamsin gave consent and permission to having this be recorded and shared with you. And we look forward to hearing how it impacts you. So always feel free to reach out with any shares, questions, celebrations, you name it. The very last thing I'd like to say is that it's not perfect. We started behind the scenes with a really big intention to let ourselves be messy, to not even share it with the world, that it could be really, really bad, that we didn't know where it would go. We certainly didn't want to feel like in three sessions we needed to tie anything up with a pretty bow. We wanted it to be as human as possible on both sides. So that was really our intention, not to deliver perfect transformative sessions, but to deliver human connected sessions that are trauma-informed and where we were with each other in the unfolding of what happened here. And please listen all the way through to the third session in the series, because you'll see that something really beautiful unfolded here. With that, I give you the session.
All right. So we are going to begin this grand experiment together and see how it goes. My intention here for myself is to forget that we're recording, to just be here with you as present, wholehearted, and just here for you in support as much as possible. I don't know where this will go. Maybe we'll have some beautiful gyms and you'll feel supported and it'll be lovely. Maybe it'll be a total mess and shit show. And my hope is just that these three sessions together somehow, some way, are in service of your highest good and what you want for yourself. How about you? Do you have an intention?
To receive, because as you were speaking, I was finally hearing you, even though you've said those words before. I felt like tears in my eyes and like, oh, this is for me. I don't have to get it right. I can actually just sink into this support that you've offered me. And yeah, that's enough.
Yeah, I actually have tears too. Yeah. As we're arriving in this new container together, this fresh chapter, I'm wondering if we could just take a moment and find a resource. And so either it could be me, if you can feel me here with you, it could be feet on the ground, it could be something in your environment, in your body, whatever feels supportive, soothing, comforting.
Yeah, it's right away. It's my breath today.
All right. Shall we take a few breaths?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Yeah. And how do you know that your breath is feeling resourcing today? What tells you?
I'm present with it. It brings me into presence. Has been all day. Lots of big sighs. Lots of like really conscious, big breaths today. Just feels like it's been with me all day. And that's really nice to acknowledge, actually. It's been with me here all day, like really supporting me.
That's cool. Yeah. I love seeing your face light up as you realize that.
Yeah, because that's like, you know, every yoga class and every healing thing is like connect with your breath, you know? And for so many years, it was like, this ragged thing, you want me to connect with this thing that's like, has not felt like my ally, but now it really does. That's a really nice thing to recognize, like all that work.
Mm-hmm.
I love doing that. Just recognizing all the work. I feel like let's just keep doing that.
I love that. It's so important to recognize what's going well, right? And all the practice and all the hard work that you've done is paying off.
It really is.
Yay. Well, as another part of getting started, we talked a little bit about this before we hit record, but if you want to share anything about like, what is it like to be going live? We've worked together in other containers and other ways. What is it like to be recording and stepping into a few sessions, doing some focused work together? Is there anything you want to clear, anything you want to name?
Yeah, I think just naming and clearing the part of me that wants to get it right and do it perfectly and like make you happy. Yeah. And like be a good student kind of thing, like A star. I'd like to just name that and clear that. Yeah, that feels like enough.
Perfect. Okay. So clearing that desire to get it right, make me happy. And like I said to you before, we don't ever have to use this. There is full consent every step of the way. You get to say yes or no to every invitation and let it be messy as much as possible, from one perfectionist, maybe to another. I know that's a very challenging statement, but we'll do the best we can.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah. So what would you love to have happen for this focused work together? I have written down what you've expressed to me in the past, but if you'd like to put it in your own words right now, you're welcome to.
Yeah, I feel really good about where I am at the moment, which is like the big thing is getting pregnant. And everything's kind of, it's like the creative expression thing just feels so connected to that. It feels like motherhood, creative expression, it's all like the same thing. So I feel like it's you helping, all these sessions helping me to just like really think into that as much as possible. Like, this is the path, I'm on it, I've gotten here, this is it, I'm living it, and I'm feeling pretty safe in it, which I think is a miracle. Like, wow. And the kind of real deep true creative expression, saying exactly what I want to say, calling in exactly who I want to call in. And even just from our conversation based on this, you know, like I've just called in like the most beautiful one-to-one client, just incredible, like the exact type of person I want to be working with, on the exact stuff I want to be working with. And yeah, just like really honoring my intention to just work with a couple of one-to-one clients and have my creativity be about so much more than email marketing or like content marketing, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah, that does that feel like a clear intent? It feels clear to me, but did I express it clearly?
Yeah, let me just make sure that I'm understanding you and hearing you. So what I think I hear you saying is that you're creating space in your life in this very moment for a baby, for having a baby. You're actively doing that. And at the same time in your business, what you love to be focusing on in order to support the baby experience is calling in and sustaining a couple of clients instead of what you've been doing, which is programs and clients and so many incredible things. Yeah. And I want to hear more about creatively expressed, because you were talking about that and how does that connect to these clients, to work and baby? And did I get that right?
You did get that right. Okay. You got that exactly right. Yes. Like having a baby and becoming a mother feel like this really deep like longing and calling, and everything I've been doing in my business so far has been like really has been a means to an end, the becoming a mother being an end bit, and now it's had to shift gears and I'm like, hang on a minute, what would happen if I just really lived 100% from like soul or womb or heart or whatever, like really truly in all aspects. And it wasn't just make money so I can save money to buy house for baby, which is kind of how it's been. And I just got this hunch that, well, it's not a hunch. It's like a lived experience, but maybe not like a 100% of the time lived experience of like magical things happen when I'm really, really connected to my deepest truth and I'm doing things because they feel just like they just have to happen rather than, oh, I have to do this thing.
Yeah. So, and when you're creatively expressed and you have a couple of clients and you're having a baby and there's this soul purpose, it sounds like there's an experience of it's coming through you. It has to happen, instead of there's this pressure to do it in a certain way in a certain sequence. Is that right?
Yes. I'm done with pressure.
Okay.
Last year felt like I didn't even realize it, because I was like expanding, and you know, it was like, it was a financially successful year, and it was a successful year in that I grew a lot. But I think what maybe was going on underneath that I wasn't like necessarily so conscious of was like all that nervous system work that we were doing that ultimately got me to a place this year of like, oh, I don't have to do any of that shit anymore. I actually don't have to do that. Like, I get to just do exactly what I want to do. And that feels like, oh.
Yes. So paint me a picture of exactly what you want to do. Choose a moment as though it's happening right now. What are you doing with, if you have baby, two clients, or however many, and are feeling creatively expressed?
I think I'm really close to it at the moment. Like, I have days where I'm like, I do a really long yoga practice, I journal for a really long time, I take a really long walk, I hang out with the people I love, I write something just because it feels good, and like send it to Molly and she sends it out if that's what I want, or I just write it because it feels good. I can't even the thought of like bringing a baby into the mix, because I'm aware that it's like, no idea what that's going to be like. How can I possibly be prepared? I imagine myself doing all of these delightful things with this little gurgling baby in the background, but like, that's not how it's going to be. So I don't know about that bit, but I imagine myself like walking on the beach pregnant a lot, you know, and like doing these gorgeous like cooking soups and just taking my time over everything. There's no rush. That's the quality that has been here these last few weeks, where I've really allowed myself to be in this space. And that feels like that's how I want to mother. It's how I want to create. Just like, there's no rush. There's no pressure. This isn't for anyone else. Just us being here, doing this thing, messing around, this is it. Like, there's no other goal.
Oh, I felt myself just kind of sink into my chair and widen and take some fuller breaths. It makes me wonder, when you have this, and it sounds like it's pretty much here, what does having that give you? You know, I'm hearing almost like an activist intention, or a deeper intention, that when you can be slow and intentional and really claim that space to walk on the beach pregnant and mother in the way you want to mother and run your business in the way you want to run your business, it sounds like there's something about that that has a deeper purpose. Is that right?
Yeah. I mean, like, do you know the reality that's a little bit tricky for me to reconcile? I know this is not answering your question, but part of this vision and this amazingness is supported by Hannah working a corporate job. Like, she's working really hard, you know, to like keep things steady for this vision to come alive. So like, it feels really important to acknowledge that, because that's the reality. And I thought that, like, I think I just temporarily bought into capitalism giving me some kind of level of freedom for a while. And now I've gotten to a place again of like, oh, that was complete bullshit. Like, I sort of like played with like, oh, money, that's fun, isn't it? All kind of like, obviously, like, we need it. Like, it's reality. But I don't know, I just feel like I'm at this place now where I'm like, oh God, this is, well, I'm in a place of this is all such bullshit, the way that we're doing this. And I'm trying in my own individual little way to carve out some kind of way of doing it the way that feels right for me. But like, I mean, it's so big, Shelby.
So big. Yeah.
I just fucking hate that we're all trying to just struggle away on our own in our own little units. And it's like, God, if all the mothers of the world got together and demanded better, I just can't believe that we are not all literally being worshipped.
Yeah.
Like, I just, I, like, we grow humans and then birth them through our vaginas.
Yeah.
Like, what? So, yeah, but do you know what? I really don't want to make my creativity or my mothering into another thing that I can put on fucking Instagram and commodify. Not interested. Not interested. No judgment on people who are doing that. It's incredible and I lap up their content. But like where I am at this particular moment, I'm like, I really, can I just have these things for me and not have it be something that I then like have to share or make a statement about, or, you know, like, can this just be enough?
Yeah. I can feel the preciousness of it and how much it means and how much it matters. Mm-hmm. Given what's happening in our cultures, maybe given what's happened in your history, and, you know, just personally working with folks with developmental trauma. And I'm like, oh, to be able to have an available mother or care provider that is intentional about the creation process and all of it, and having the space and ability to give your energy and resource and time to doing it differently than a lot of people are able to, or even are aware that they might be able to, you know, could. I'm like, oh yeah, something about this feels different.
I wish it was the norm, but like, God. God, it's taken a lot of money and healing and so many things to get to a place where I'm like, and I haven't even had a child yet. I might be terrible at it, Shelby. I don't think I will be. I really don't think I'm going to be.
I'll be here. I'm reminding you.
Yeah. No, it's because my parents did the best to do that. You know, they really did. Like for a while there, they did try to create this beautiful, like, very like down to earth upbringing, you know, but they did not have the tools or the knowledge or the resources available that I have. So, you know, they, like, I'm at the point now where I think, gosh, each generation has really handed the baton on a little bit better, and that's all I'm going to be doing is just passing it on a little bit better. I mean, a lot better. But actually, given what my parents' upbringing were like and what their parents' upbringing was like, they did a good job. I mean, they like fucked it up a lot, but they did, on the whole, like an okay job.
Yeah. Oh, I'm just watching your body kind of do the baton pass and really feeling the importance of that and the meaning of that.
Yeah, I kind of want to. I actually dreamt last night that my grandma died, even though she's already dead. And her name was Ada. She was my mum's mum. And I've always wanted to name, like, I really want to have a daughter, and I've always wanted to name her Ada, because she was this very grounded person. She was very reliable. When my parents were more chaotic, she was steady. And I like appreciate that. She might not have been like, she didn't give my mum the love that she wanted. I don't think she knew how. She was one of nine. She was the second youngest. And she pulled herself out of poverty and became a teacher. So she worked really hard. There's no way me and my sisters would be where we are without her doing that. So yeah, like last night I dreamt that she had died and I was in her house, but there was this like shadowy male figure around, like a younger male, and I was like, oh my God, why is he here? Like, what is he? Like, he felt dangerous in the dream.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, and that's here now with us.
Yeah, there's lots here now, Shelby.
Yeah, there's a lot. We have so much space for all of it. Yeah. Oh, maybe we could just take a few breaths with all of that. Does that sound okay? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I noticed I was feeling a lot as we paused there. What did you notice?
Like, I mean, I feel like my digestion has literally stopped working. I'm looking forward to nervous stimulation if we're doing that.
Yes.
And I feel like all day I felt like I'm in... like multiple dimensions. That sounds super weird, but I really have felt like there's been a lot of different, I don't know, parts of me, layers of me, whatever. Like there's just like lots of, and it doesn't feel like, even though there's lots of very ordinary things, like mundane things happening, feels like there's connections to like other things, like strings, lots of strings.
It makes sense. We're talking about some big stuff here. Yeah, it makes sense that all the parts and all the layers would show up.
Yeah, I don't know how anybody becomes a parent or runs a business or does anything without like a lot of professional support. Like, how is anybody doing that?
I know. I wish our structures and systems were set up so much differently so that people could have that. Yeah. Before we move into some regulation work, as you just mentioned, just to allow the body to process this all through, I'm curious because, well, let's bring in some business here just to make sure that's part of what we're focusing on. And because I know you're making a shift, you're going from your business kind of being your baby and having all sorts of offerings. And I was just curious, what is it like for you to imagine having a couple of clients? So what do you see for yourself around that? What would that be like in support of baby and creativity and all of that?
Like the feeling that I've been getting around it and that is here now is like really grounded, really like I just get this sense of feeling quite like tall and I just keep thinking about my reputation. Like, oh yeah, like I get to just serve a couple of people really well. And like they'll probably just tell some other people about it. And it can just be really easy.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like I feel lighter, like I've like grounded and yet lighter, like I've just dropped a lot of stuff that actually I was doing. Because it was getting me somewhere to a certain extent. But yeah, like, I just feel a lot freer. A lot.
Yeah.
I don't have to, like, I hate Instagram, Shelby.
I'm hearing this a lot lately.
I hate it. I have always hated it. I've tried to make myself like it. I mean, Jesus Christ, the number of things I've tried. I get that in business, sometimes there are things that like aren't your favorite. you know, but like Instagram is something that is a daily, well, it was a daily like drain, you know. I tried to make it work and like it's, oh, it's creative and I can connect with people and blah, 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 blah. But ultimately I'm like, why would I want to be participating in something that is created by a horrible toxic corporation?
Yeah. Yeah. I love what's happening here for you. You're feeling freer and lighter, imagining having a couple of clients and them telling their friends. And the story that I'm telling myself about this is that you have some, there's some self-trust here. There's something that feels like it knows some part that this can work for you, that this is how you enjoy imagining working. Is that right?
Yes, definitely. And also I get to choose. Like, I don't have to do this all on my own. I have a partner who is supporting me. I like have managed to let go of the idea that I have to carry absolutely everything on my own. And I get to like do this whole motherhood of working thing in the way that I want to. I don't have to you know, build a 7-figure business with like a baby on my hip. I don't want to do that. Yeah. So yeah, I do feel trusting. And I mean, it's been proven time and time again. I've got tons of evidence that when I do what I want to do and lean back, and like sometimes it takes a bit longer than I think it's going to take, you know, but it always rolls in from somewhere. And just let it, yeah, like kind of let life take me with the business stuff a bit.
Like, yes.
So hard.
We're both just doing some very big nods here. Let the business take you. Let life take you.
Yeah, because one email or one podcast or one post or whatever it is of like truth, I know that that has the power to speak to exactly who it needs to speak to.
Yes.
And boom, like it'll just
snap.
Yeah. I don't know if that's true for people who want to create, like, I really don't know if that's a repeatable system for other people, but for me, that's where I'm at.
I feel it as you're saying it. My body feels solid in the presence of this self-trust and clarity and wisdom that's coming through. I feel excited.
I do too. And yeah. I especially feel excited because I feel so clear on who I want to work with. And like this new client who's come through, I mean, £54,000 is that's not what she's paying me, unfortunately, but is what, like the contract that she just got to deliver a load of training. Like, how amazing is that ripple effect that like all these fabulous women doing all this incredible work. And she said to me that she sat in a meeting with another woman, and it's like a male dominated industry that she's going into, and they were setting the agenda for leadership and communication and ethics in this organization, and they are throwing money at her to help them do that. It's like wow.
Oh, did you notice what just happened there inside?
Well, I feel bubbly and light and happy, and it just feels so easy, and I feel so like, and she chose me as the person to support her as she expands.
I am so happy for her that she chose you. Yes.
Me too. Also, those big results, she had her biggest ever month in business. She had 12.5K in January and then 54K in February, right off the back of coming out of Superbloom.
I mean, I want to move to regulation in a moment, but I just want to say, sitting with you in this vision of you supporting a couple of clients, I mean, imagine what it feels like to them to know that you, I mean, your work is so quality. It's so grounded. It provides incredible results. I have goosebumps while I'm talking, and I'm not making this up, you know, to get your undivided attention, to know you aren't working with 20 clients at a time and a big team and all of this, that it's just, it's you and your presence and for them to get to receive that and your intention behind it and how lit up you are working with these powerful people, you know, that is, I feel so excited for you because I think that there's so many possibilities that can come along with actually scaling down.
I do too. I really do too. And I'm happy that I've got the groups, and if it calls to me again to run a group, amazing. But I love one-to-one. I really do. Love the intimacy. So yeah, it feels really right.
Okay. In this next week, is there anything that would feel supportive to focus your energy, your attention on, take action around? Or does it feel good just to keep receiving and just doing what you're doing, letting life have its way with you?
Yeah, I was thinking about this. It was like, oh, I should, you know, should I be trying to like have a goal for the emails that I send or something? And I'm like, no, absolutely not. I have more than enough on my plate at the moment. If something comes through that I want to say, I will say it. But number one priority for me at the moment is taking care of myself.
Mm-hmm.
It feels great. I'm like, it's, I truly don't think there's anything else that I should be doing. It feels like more of the same is good.
Perfect. So with regulation work, it will help you be able to receive the nourishment from that and to continue to be doing the hard work you have been doing, allowing yourself and giving yourself permission to go moment by moment and to rest where you need to rest and create where you need to create, all of it. How does that sound?
It sounds amazing. It sounds amazing because like I did a podcast yesterday, felt completely great the whole way through it. Even before, wasn't nervous. Felt fantastic. The email that I wrote last week and felt really great about sending, easy. No worries, no jitters. I'm like, okay, if this is how it can be when I'm in this place of being so filled up, great. More of this.
Perfect. Okay. So we can just bring that and anything else that your body wants to process through from what we're navigating together into regulation. Generally, regulation is much longer, but since we are on a podcast and my teacher and I and everyone else who does this work talks about it as watching paint dry. So we won't make folks listen for too long, but I love to support your system since it already has so much regulation on board to just keep doing what it's doing. And what that'll look like today, let's see. Let's support what do you think about supporting heart center, adrenals, brainstem? I want to support it all. That's why I'm pausing. I want to go everywhere. Let's start with the heart and then do a healing triangle. And so that'll be adrenals, brainstem, and then all three. How's that sound?
Perfect.
Okay.
Can I turn my camera off?
Absolutely. Anytime, always. And so let's just take a few full breaths and allow your body to get comfortable. And we'll support each of these systems in your body for a couple of minutes. I'll guide the whole process. And if there are parts of you that want to be silent, let them be silent. If there are parts that want to speak, they're welcome to speak. As always, if anything feels painful or uncomfortable or you just don't like it, let me know and we can work together to support you in a way that feels genuinely supportive. Mm-hmm. So let's start by bringing our support and our intention to the top of your right shoulder and the outside of your left hip. Almost like you could run a ribbon across the front of the body there. I'm supporting from the top of the right shoulder to the outside of the left hip. Every part is welcome. And then we'll move our intention over to the top of the left shoulder now and the outside of the right hip. And supporting your heart and lungs and ribs and chest. Whatever comes up, it's all welcome. And then we will bring our intention down to your right adrenal. And this right adrenal is shaped like a pyramid and sitting on top of your kidney in the mid to lower back. And you don't even have to get the location perfectly. Intention is more than enough. Yeah, supporting your right adrenal. Just allowing it to rest into the support. And then we'll float away from your right adrenal and gently over to your left adrenal. And the left adrenal is shaped like a half moon sitting on top of your kidney here. And we're just bringing our support here to your left adrenal. Plenty of time here, plenty of space. Left adrenal. And then we'll float away from your left adrenal and come all the way up to the very top of the spinal cord. At the juncture there, as the spinal cord comes up through the hole in the base of the skull, we can support the brain stem at the very top. Just allowing space here for the blood flow. Letting it open up. Open to all of the possibilities of healing. Yeah, supporting your brainstem. And then we'll support your right adrenal, left adrenal, and brainstem all together in a healing triangle. So simultaneously resting our attention on your right adrenal, left adrenal, and brainstem.
Yeah, supporting this healing triangle. And then letting that go, and we'll just rest here in a healing silence together for a couple of minutes, letting the body integrate this work. Take your time, and when you feel ready, maybe give your body a little stretch and a look around. And then coming back more fully. And you're welcome to share what that was like for you.
Yeah, I started hearing my stomach start to gurgle a little bit.
Mm-hmm. It's always a good time.
Yeah, I love the ribbon one.
Mm-hmm. Some people love it and some people hate it.
Is that like a right hemisphere, left hemisphere thing?
Yes. It is. And also just supporting the expansion of the whole torso, ribcage, heart, all of that.
It's really nice. I like it. I like all of them, actually. I find them all really just like nourishing, different.
Yeah, me too. I'm in a little bit of a quandary about it because the work really works in relationship. And a lot of people are like, give me the recording. I'll go listen to it, you know, and it's always so much more potent together. But if it feels fun, go practice it anyways. And if it feels supportive, great.
You shared the recording of the adrenals support with the sign up for your 10-day thing. And I loved having that. I used it straight away.
Perfect. Okay, good. I love the feedback.
So is there one thing from today that felt impactful that you'd like to take with you?
Yeah, that focusing on serving just a couple of people and building my reputation is an absolutely brilliant business strategy.
Brilliant. Yes.
Yeah. It's not me being like, oh, I don't want to work very much. It's like, oh no, this is the direction that I'm taking my life and business in. And like, it makes sense and amazing things could come from this.
Beautiful. There is a time to scale up and a time to scale down, and both can bring so much abundance, money, purpose, success, whatever. So yeah. Yes. Yeah,
that's really impactful. It helps me just feel even more trust.
Okay, great. And you have your homework, which is to receive and enjoy.
Yeah,
definitely. Good. So we'll end there for today, and then we get to see each other next week. I am so honored that you have been listening. Thank you. If you're inspired by these sessions, it would be good for you to know that at this rare moment in time, my practice is open for new clients in person in Bend, Oregon, and online. There are a couple of different types of sessions for support for personal trauma healing and nervous system regulation, or for your business and yourself as an entrepreneur and healing practitioner. Book a free intro call now to see if we're a good fit to deepen into this beautiful work of nervous system regulation and trauma healing together. The link is in the show notes. Have a beautiful rest of your day.